In Buenos Aires, thousands of people, mostly women, are marching towards the presidential palace. At the front of the demonstration, Florencia holds a photo of her stepsister, Paola, who was killed just a few weeks earlier.
She was murdered by her ex-husband. On a Saturday afternoon, he arrives at her house drunk and starts hitting her in front of their children. One of them leaves to get help. When he gets back with the police, Paola is laying on the floor bleeding. What we're demanding today is that her ex-husband be sentenced to life imprisonment so that Paola can rest in peace.
Paola is one of the many women who are victims of violent crime in Argentina. On average, a girl or woman is killed every 30 hours here, an average of 300 murders per year. On Plaza de Mayo, in front of the presidential palace, many women have come to march with their families. Susana, a retired teacher, is there with her 22-year-old daughter. She says it's getting worse.
The current situation, this degree of violence, I've never seen it before, and I'm about to turn 60. It's time that society becomes aware of how much women suffer in Argentina, and at every level, moral, psychological, and physical.
Many protesters carry signs that read Ni una menos, not one woman less. It refers to a movement started a year and a half ago by a group of journalists and writers. It was in reaction to the violent murder of 14-year-old Clara Paez. Police say the girl, who was pregnant, was killed by her boyfriend and his family before being buried in their garden. A few weeks after the killing, Ni Una Menos held its first demonstration. It says it gathered more than 200,000 people when it marched for the first time on June 3rd last year. Vanina Escales is one of the original founders of the group.
The movement spread very fast, and we got to reach people that didn't feel concerned by the issue before. In every house, in every office in the country, people started talking about violence against women, and I think that it's thanks to that first march that we made the issue visible, that finally we got to talk about gender violence. I met women, former victims, who actually decided to leave their husbands on June the 3rd, precisely on that day. It's very moving to know that.
Eso es conmovedor.
The government took notice. Mauricio Macri, the right-wing president elected just 1 year ago, has increased the powers of the National Women's Council, which promotes gender equality and runs prevention, awareness and assistance programs for women in danger. Feminists have long accused it of not achieving anything useful for Argentine women, but Carla Mastalani, director of communications at the council, says that has changed with Macri's administration.
Our 2017
budget has been raised by 30%. The president clearly wants to implement real and efficient policies to tackle the issue of femicide and violence against women in general.
Femicidio, or femicide, was written into law as an aggravating element in a murder charge 4 years ago. This was shortly after the rape and murder of two young French women near Salta, in the northwest of the country. It's a tourist area surrounded by the Andes, and many there remember the death of Oria Mumni and Cassandre Bouvier. Federico Rodriguez Puch is a lawyer for the father of Cassandre Bouvier.
It was a deeply upsetting event. It really moved Salta and Argentina in general. It created a sudden awareness of the need to protect women better in this country, an awareness that we see today applied in the Argentine law, with the notion of femicide. Before that, everyone used to refer to crimes of passion. A special jurisdiction for domestic violence was created. I believe that today, women have many more tools to make sure they're safe.
The two murderers of Cassandre and Uria will finish their days in jail, a sentence that was welcomed by feminist organizations. But Vanina Escales, from Ni Una Menos, believes that the Argentine justice system still has a long way to go.
La mayoría de las denuncias por violencia de género terminan archivadas. Los jueces, cuando imponen medidas restrictivas, no son capaces de hacerlas cumplir. Entonces, las medidas de restricción son como darle una estampita a una mujer en este momento.
The National Women's Council wants electronic bracelets to be used for men found guilty of assaulting women. This would allow them to be tracked, and police would be alerted if they breached their restriction order. For the council, it would be one more small sign that Argentina has decided to do something to stop the killing of its women. Haute-Ville Moriamé for RFI in Buenos Aires.